Well, we all know why we're here. Great day today for the Denver Broncos. The Ring of Fame, which owner Pat Bowlen established in 1984, today elected three new members into the Ring of Fame. And you all know who they are. Start with Jason Elam, tremendous 15-year career, all-time leading scorer in Broncos history, tremendous contributor. I think he had 152 wins, which is second only to John Elway, maybe, if I'm right there, as a Bronco. A great, great player for us, and a well-deserved honor today to get him into the, to elect him into the Ring of Fame. Next up was Simon Fletcher. Long overdue that he be elected into the Ring of Fame. In his 11-year career, he never missed a game. And the all-time leader in sacks, I don't know what the number is exactly. I think it's something like 103. Am I accurate there? Which is 22 ahead of the second-place guy who's in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. That's Carl Mecklenburg. And so that was well-deserved. And the final member is John Lynch, who played for us only for 4 years but made four Pro Bowls, was a great leader, had a terrific season in 2005, one of the leaders on defense, one win short of the Super Bowl that year. 4 years, four Pro Bowls, as I said, and a great ambassador for the team. And all of us felt unanimously, in every case, that John and the other two deserved, all deserved, very much so, to be in the Ring of Fame. It's a great day. Our fans get to kind of reconnect with players from the past, and we'll have a ceremony, obviously, at a game that is yet to be determined. We're not sure when that will be. We're still trying to work out a few things and details of what we have arranged for specific games, but we'll get back to you on that, I think, fairly quickly. I want to thank the committee, and I will tell you who those members are. John Beek, who was a general manager here and worked for the team for about 20 years. He's on the committee. I want to thank him. Joe Collier was a coach for 20 years with us. Larry Zimmer has sort of about a 45-year association with the team, including many of those in broadcasting. Jim Saccomano, former PR director and now our team historian, he was with us in the meeting today, and then Dave Logan and myself. Dave, of course, the voice of the Broncos for the past 20 years, so it was a good meeting, lots of good conversation. We arrived at the decisions, I feel, pretty easily, all three men deserving of the honor today. So with that, I open it up to questions.
All three kind of unique cases. You got a kicker. They generally don't get honored. Simon didn't have a Pro Bowl. John was only here 4 years. How did you come about these three particular candidates for this honor?
Well, I think it was just a matter of looking at the different eras and deciding which players were worthy and who was, you know, just their eligibility. I think this is it's not the first year John Lynch is available, but certainly he merited more discussion this year. Jason has been in the conversation right from the get-go when he was eligible. And Simon had been in the conversation for many, many years, but had never gotten the final, hadn't gotten the ball across the goal line, I guess, with the committee. And some of those meetings I was a part of and some I was not. But this year, definitely, I think the feelings and the sentiments were very strong. It's three distinct players from three sort of distinct eras. You had Simon in a great era from the mid-80s to the mid-90s, and then Jason came along, and he was part of that great period of time when the team won three Super Bowls, and then John Lynch, after we won the Super Bowl in 98, comes on and I think 2004, if I'm correct, and plays for 4 years and really performs well and becomes a team leader and gets us over the hump where we got very close to the Super Bowl, as you remember, in 2005. So I think we kind of we looked at them from three distinct perspectives, and the conversation was great. It was lively, and all three were deserving.
Joe, with no real minimums or maximums, how is that number determined, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, or more?
We've had something like 14 years where we haven't elected anyone, and we've been electing people, or we've put people in now the last 5 years this would make, maybe even six, I'm not quite sure, Brandon, but there's no real criteria for that. I think the committee looks at it. We evaluate whether we should induct somebody, and we felt you know, the perspective is that great players should be honored, and these three gentlemen were certainly worthy. Got the chance to speak with all three of them here, and you're going to, I know, speak with them as well, I believe, by conference call here in a few minutes. And, you know, it's a fun thing to be able to do, and I think all three, you will find, really appreciative and honored to be a part of this great group.
You've gotten some players from multiple decades past in two of the last three classes now with Simon and also with Rick Upchurch and Gene Mingo. What do you think it means for the Ring of Fame to be able to make sure those guys recognize, even though they may have gotten lost in the shuffle for a bit?
Yeah, I think that's important. You raise a good point. You have to, you cannot overlook people just because they didn't get in for a long period of time. And I think that's something that we hadn't been doing as much, and we're doing it more so now. So, I don't know. I don't want to shed secrets on what might happen and what's happened in past committee meetings or what would happen in the future. But I think we are, as a committee, I feel like everybody's very open-minded to making sure we respect and understand and recognize the history of the team. And great players that have been a part of that history deserve to be recognized. And that's what you have here in three, as you point out, in three different players from essentially three different eras.
What do you think it says about John's career that he's now going to be elected to two rings of fame for two different teams? What sort of player that reflects as he is?
Yeah, I think you take not only what kind of player he is, but what kind of person he is, what kind of leader he has been for two franchises. And I think if you sum that up, if I were a Hall of Fame voter, I would probably take that into consideration. And from our standpoint here at the Broncos, I would like, you know, we would like to see him get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I think that's kind of a next step for him. Should be, anyway.
Because he's been a Hall of Fame finalist, that maybe accelerate the conversation here, because if he were to get elected, say, next year into the Hall of Fame before he's even in.
No, we talked about that, but we discussed that he needs to get into the Broncos Ring of Fame based on the merits of how he performed as a Bronco. And as I said, that he was certainly worthy.
Since we have you here, can we ask Tiger Capital, auction with Sports Authority Field, how that affects the naming situation with your stadium?
Yeah, you know, we're right now, today's about the Ring of Fame, so I'm not going to dig too deep into it. We're keeping in touch with what's going on there. I can't tell you exactly how that's going to play out at this point, so we're just monitoring the situation, and, you know, when we have answers, you'll get them.
Joe, Jason Elam, such a big part of these teams that won the Super Bowls in the 90s. What does it mean to be able to kind of give him, elect him into this higher class of honor?
Well, it's very well deserved, and I think when we spoke to him, when I spoke to him earlier today about it, I mean, he was really flattered and honored, and one of you had said, you know, sometimes it's unusual for kickers, but he was a great kicker here and a clutch kicker, and you know, lots of big kicks, as I'm sure all of you will drum up and ask him about. And a great period of, you know, to last 15 years with one team is, you know, just shows how consistent and how good he actually was. So, as I said earlier, there wasn't a whole lot of debate there. I mean, that was the decision that was made quite easily.
And with Simon, you said he may have been overlooked. Is that just kind of a case where he maybe fell through the cracks a little bit, sort of like with guys like Gene Mingo and Rick Upchurch?
It could have been. You know, there were so many others that were coming along, I think, and we had an era where I think people, maybe the committee, and I wasn't part of a lot of these discussions initially. I've only been doing it here for a few years. But maybe the committee was caught up in what was happening in the now and the greatness of the teams in the early 90s and then the Mike Shanahan era through the early 2000s when we were making the playoffs. Didn't have a lot of success, but almost went to the Super Bowl, came very close. And then now we catch up to this recent era when John Elway came back, and sometimes you overlook what happened at a certain time period, and falling through the cracks is probably a good description, albeit probably maybe somewhat unfair to Simon, but today he got his just reward, and it's great that he's in the Ring of Fame, really is.
There are some rings of fame, rings of honor, particularly in the AFC West that are 30-some, 40-some players. You guys have 31. You think that's about the right amount as far as having a balance of making sure everyone deserves to be there?
I think it's a good question because we talked about that and what is the right number. But I think the ones that deserve to be honored I don't know that the number matters, but you have to make sure you have everybody that deserves to be honored in the Ring of Fame. And you know, maybe there are some players that have been overlooked, and we would always consider those people and debate and talk and converse about those players in every meeting. And I feel like we're doing that more so now because I think everybody recognizes that it's important to honor the history of the team in total, not just recent history, but the entire history. So if you have to look back and maybe there's someone that we missed or overlooked or dismissed too easily maybe or just didn't consider, put them back in the conversation and let's hash it out. And I think that's what we're doing.
How many names, if any, were discussed that maybe didn't make the final three? How many other people might, you know, maybe came up in conversation?
Yeah, I won't get into specifics, but we talked about the future and what the future years entail, and there are names there that some of you obviously know about, and maybe there's some that would catch you by surprise, but I'll leave it at that. You know, we'll always, at the end of the meeting, we always come around to the fact, okay, what's the future hold, and we look at the past and the history of how many we've put in, but we don't make any decisions. We just talk about those folks.
Was there ever any consideration into waiving the 5-year eligibility rule for somebody like Peyton?
No, we didn't talk about that, and I don't think we would consider that. We consider that for one guy who I think everyone would justifiably argue was the greatest player in franchise history and had a special place in our owner's heart and deserved that award at that time. We did not consider that here. And I actually had conversations with Peyton about that and explained that to him right before he came down here and retired. That's where that stood.
Maybe see him in 5 years.
Maybe. What odds are you putting on that?
Over 98.
98, you mean like 9 to 8 or 8 to 9 or 1 to 10?
Over 98%.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well that's not bad. I might take those.
Because of something that Mr. V created, you know, in the early 80s or mid 80s, and the rules, you waived it for John. You guys have the ability to bend the rules if you want, right? I mean, the eligibility stuff and all that, and I'm not even saying as it relates to players. Aren't the rules, can they be malleable if the committee decides?
The committee would have to decide that. I think in fairness, and Pat would be, if he could be here today to tell you this, he made that decision, and it was the right decision in 1999, right? In the fall of 99. I am not going to do that. I'm not the owner of the team, and we're going to go by the committee, and we would consider anything. But that is not something that we've discussed.
Yeah, when you say it's really spent, I'm saying the rules can be amended if need be.
They could be.
At any circumstance.
They could be, yeah.
Anything else for Joe? All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.